This is the future of hockey brought to you by ColoradoHockey.com, where we future cast some of the materials, some of the technologies, and some of the innovations that we think you're going to see in the coming years of hockey. These are the things that will change the game, improve the process, improve the players, and improve the materials. In the previous two podcasts, we've taken a look at 3D printing and sensors, both known technologies, but technologies that haven't really made their way into the game of hockey just yet. Both of those technologies are knocking on the door, and they're definitely going to find their way into the NHL, but currently, it's just some ideas on what could happen. But today, we're going to talk about something that is known, something that exists in the real world, something that you could spend your money on today. But before we get into exactly what that is, let's talk a little bit about the technology coming out of the aerospace industry. The aerospace industry is always looking to make things stronger, lighter, and more durable. If we stopped right there, we could apply these properties to just about anything and make it better. But one of the areas that really needs some improvement, in my opinion, is the hockey stick. How many times have you seen a broken hockey stick in the last five games? Probably at least five times. It still happens way too often. With the technology of today, we should be doing better. And that's exactly what happened when Intergran Technologies got together with the Colt Hockey Crew. So the basic idea is this. If you take a composite hockey stick and you coat it with a thing called Nanovate, it's a nickel cobalt combination, a nanotechnology, you should be able to make it stronger. It's worked in the aerospace industry, so why not on a hockey stick? By taking this nickel cobalt metal with this very, very small grain size, it's actually 20 nanometers versus 20 microns of a typical metal grain, you should be able to coat the outside of the stick, and by doing so, preventing micro fractures that lead to bigger fractures that lead to sticks flying through the air. So I could try to play this off and tell you that I understand the science behind this, but I really don't. What I do understand are the numbers that I see from this group. 2.8 times stronger and 20% more flexible than steel. That's pretty awesome, but does it work on the outside of a hockey stick? Well, according to the guys at Colt, this should allow you to actually store more energy in the stick, which results in a more powerful shot, all the while being a stronger stick that doesn't break as often. That sounds pretty awesome. But until you can get one in your hands to find out for yourself, who knows? There's been a lot of technology in the area of sticks that nobody grabbed onto. At the end of the day, it might have something more to do with the brand that's on your stick and which NHL player uses that stick. If you would like to spend $300 and find out for yourself if the Colt Hockey Stick is in fact everything that it says it is and worth the money, then definitely go to their website, colthockey.com, and check it out. If we get our hands on one, we'll come back and tell you what we think too. We have to suspect that something like this is coming in the future of hockey, whether it's this product or another one like it. It won't be long before sticks aren't breaking anymore. They're stronger than ever, lighter than ever, and unfortunately, more expensive than ever. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe by going to iTunes and searching for Colorado Hockey. You'll get all the podcasts that we do for free, delivered right to your phone for you whenever you're ready to watch them. This show is sponsored and supported by AbsFam, absfam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you've never seen anywhere else. This isn't logo wear, this is fan wear, and you can only find it online at www.absfam.com. Stay awesome.